Praise the Lord. It's so dark in here. I'm going to have to walk very close to you. So if you're scared, run out now. Amen. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 1. The word of God is powerful. I don't know what your situation might look like, whether you're in this place or watching online. I forgot where the cameras are. If you're watching us online tonight, something must change in your life, because God's word hasn't changed. God's word still answers by fire in the name of Jesus. God's word can still turn any unturnable situation. It can turn it around. Amen. Doesn't matter how bad your situation stinks, God can bring it around in Jesus' name. Amen. Doesn't matter if your situation's been dead for 4 days. He can turn it around. While you're turning to Jeremiah chapter 1, I want you to turn to John chapter 11 as well. The word carries power. Someone shout power. I want you to understand something, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for the pulling down of stronghold. In other words, in the millennial language or Generation Z, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for kicking the devil in the teeth in Jesus' name. Lucinda, I see you understood that one. Amen. Come on, praise the Lord. Called to harass the devil in... Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless everything that your hands touch, wherever your feet tread, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless your family. All provision will come on its way in the name of Jesus. The Lord says, when I called you, I ordained the ravens at that moment. And as you walk according to my word, as you do that which I'm telling you to do, so the ravens, as they fed Elijah, so they will feed you. Neither look to the left nor to the right, but look unto me. I'll give you rest and I'll provide for you, my son. From today, listen, look at me in the eyes. You'll never have to worry for anything in Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. Someone shout amen. I don't know about you, but the NXT just hits different. I'm so glad to be here tonight. Praise the Lord. Had some serious FOMO, but I'm glad I'm here. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jade and Shantae, for the invite. Everyone say amen one more time. You see, some people have a book, but others have a sword. Some have a book, but others have a sword. Amen. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Some have a book, but others have a weapon. And our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for the pulling down of stronghold. The answer that you're searching for tonight is found in the word of God. Jesus is the word. He hasn't changed one bit. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you'll just believe his word tonight, if you'll open up your heart and say, God, be it as according to what is written, something supernatural must happen tonight. Can you say amen? Because when you connect your faith to what is written, it commits God's integrity to perform his word. God is a man of his word. What he has said concerning you, what he has written down, What is in this book, he will see it come to pass in your life. He's not limited by what your family thinks. He's not limited by how bad your situation is. All he is limited by is whether you will believe it or not. But tonight, I feel faith rising up in the name of Jesus. I feel something rising up in your heart tonight in the name of Jesus. That this is not where you end. This is not where everything ends for you, but this is just the beginning in the name of Jesus. Can you shout amen loud? Shout amen loud. I want to show you quickly the power of the word. Jeremiah chapter 1, the words of Jeremiah, one of the priests who in a word that I can't pronounce, so we'll just say in a place called A, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah. Shout out to Josiah. The son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of the reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, and until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the captivity of Jerusalem in the 5th month. Verse 4, now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you, and I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, O Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. Verse 7, but the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a youth, for to all whom I send you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Verse 9 is where I want to get to tonight. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms. What does his word do? To pluck up and to break down. To destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The Word of God puts an end to all harassment of the devil on your life. Anywhere where the devil has tried to kill, steal, and destroy, if you will allow this word to get on the inside of your mouth, get into your heart, it puts an end to all harassment of the devil. The Bible says, above all, lifting the shield of faith that quenches the fiery darts of the devil. It doesn't say that one or two will make it through. Above all, taking the shield of faith that has the power and the ability to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Whatever has been sent against you tonight, whether you're watching online or whether you're in this place, in the form of sickness and disease, in the form of lack and poverty, tonight in the name of Jesus, that fiery arrow must be quenched in the name of Jesus. Shout amen if you receive it. It has the power and the ability to overthrow the plans of the devil, to break down the plans of the devil, to pluck up the plans of the devil, to destroy the plans of the devil, and to plant and build the plan of God concerning your life and destiny. It is the power of God's word. So number one, His word puts an end to all harassment of the devil over your life. The second thing that God's word does, it causes for faith to be ignited in your spirit. As I'm speaking to some of you whose hearts are open, I've said this before, I'll say it again, unbelief does not stop God from moving. It just stops God from moving on your behalf. You sit here with unbelief. If you're watching online, you sit there and say, that's not for me. You can stay in the exact same place you came. But there can be somebody next to you who says, oh God, I believe what you're saying through this little blonde man. I believe what you're saying tonight. I open up my heart unto you. I receive what your word says. And all of a sudden, your lifting comes. All of a sudden, your phone is ringing when their phone isn't ringing. All of a sudden, the goodness of God is speaking for itself. Testimonies will speak for themselves. You won't have to say anything. Can you say amen? So it puts an end to all harassment. Number two, it causes faith to be ignited on the inside of you. Acts chapter 14, the Bible tells us that Paul was preaching and there was a man with a club feet. He couldn't walk. And as he was preaching the word, the man was listening to what he was saying. And Paul saw and he said, he has faith to be healed. And the man was made whole. Began singing and praising. Was made completely whole. Why? Faith was ignited on the inside of him. The word of God has the power to ignite faith on the inside of him, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When faith comes, the devil runs. When faith comes, the devil runs. And faith comes via the word of God. That's why he'll try and convince you that this is just a historical book that they sell at a shop that no one visits at, that no one goes to. But this word carries power. This word carries deliverance. This word carries healing. This word carries everything that you need. It carries prosperity in a time of famine. It can feed you in a difficulty. It can set you apart from everybody else. It can cause you to be lifted when everybody else is falling. It stirs your faith. It builds you up. Some of you might be in this place. Some of you watching at home and you're feeling down and out. That's why Paul said in Acts, I commit you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up, edify you, strengthen you like you build a house up. It's able to build you up. So as I'm speaking to you by the Spirit, something is turning on the inside of you. That's called faith. You're being built up in your spirit because somebody might have told you, maybe your parents, maybe your coworker told you, man, things are going to get worse and worse and worse. But the Bible says, say unto the righteous, it shall be well for you. So you get built up by the word of God. Number three, the word of God brings life to any lifeless situation. The word, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are. I think I'm going to stick on this side. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are. So His word carries spiritual life. His word can bring life to a lifeless situation. How do I know this? John 11, and then I'm going to close. by God's grace, I've been given them. Love you guys. I'm so sorry. But I feel juicy tonight. Amen. I'm going to harass the devil all my days in the name of Jesus. And I pray that I'm speaking to an army tonight. Amen. May the devil lose his hold on your family as well, because you're in this place. You don't just represent yourself. You represent your family in the name of Jesus. Some of you represent your school. Some of you represent your university. Some of you represent the place where you work. You're not on the scene by mistake. You're on the scene to change it in Jesus' name, to turn it upside down. John 11, let's jump over to verse 38. We'll skip Jade's favorite verse. Jesus wept. Verse 38, then Jesus deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone laid against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. I see someone's stone being removed tonight in the name of Jesus. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an odor. Lord, by this time the situation is stinking. Lord, this situation has been dead for way too long. There's an odor. It doesn't smell great. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. Someone's coming out tonight in Jesus' name. The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with cloth. Jesus said to him, unbind him, let him go. You know, in those days they used to bind them so tight that I believe this, you can take it or not. You can go search it on Wikipedia if you want. I can throw sauce at the NXT, it's fine. I know you won't get offended. Amen. But Lazarus would have been bound so tight, there was no ways that he could have walked out of that place. I believe that as Jesus loosed the word, that's the power of God in operation. Because you can't have the power of God without the word of God. The word of God brings the power of God. As I'm bringing the word to you, the power of God is coming now. And Lazarus was in that grave. But as soon as Jesus said, Lazarus, come out, the power of God went and took him out of the grave. Pulled him out of the grave. Loose him and let him go. The last thing that the Word of God does, and I'll close with this. The Word of God sets the platform for God to perform His Word as He will perform it tonight. If signs and wonders don't happen tonight, then what we believe is fake. That does not scare Jesus. Jesus is looking for people who say, you said it here. I want to see it here. So if there's no signs and wonders tonight, this thing is fake. It sets the platform for God to come and perform it. God says, I watch over my word, not to just look at it and say, ah, looks good, preach well. I watch over my word to perform it, to authenticate it, to give sheer evidence. What this man is saying, it is true. It sets the platform for God to perform His word, and it cultivates the atmosphere for the miraculous to manifest. Tonight you found yourself in the best, the best place possible, because you're about to see a demonstration of the power of God in this place. And I close with this. Acts 14, now at Iconium, they entered together into the Jewish synagogue and spoke in such a way that a great number of both Jews and Greeks believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So they remained for a long time speaking boldly. Listen to this. So they remained for a long time speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word. He bore witness to the word of His grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Close your eyes and stand to your feet, or stand to your feet and then close your eyes so you don't fall over. The platform has been laid tonight. God is going to take us into the next realm as we begin to worship Him. And so I want you to have an expectation. As I've preached the word into your spirit tonight, they must have an expectation, and the expectation of the righteous will never be cut off. Tonight, dare to believe God. Some of you have settled with things that the devil has sent you. Tonight is your night to take that thing and throw it back in hell. Some of you settled with a thing that the doctor told you that you will live with. get disgusted with that thing tonight and say straight back to hell tonight.